Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Or you can always go to Facebook, facebook.com/Kenmore Team, and find us there. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Keeping busy and getting ready for Halloween.
Now, I know it doesn't change the quality of the broadcast for the listeners, but we are recording for the first time. We are coming out of this brand new beautiful studio that you have.
Yes.
And it is, you've got all of the News Talk paint here. We're black and red and multiple mics. Next week when we have Brent Gamache and Chad Ward in here from State Farm, we're actually all going to fit.
Yes, we are, especially
so,
Chad.
So I hope everybody out there, exactly, as he likes to say, the biggest insurance agent in town.
Probably on the planet.
Exactly. So I hope it sounds as good as it feels to be in the new studio. So
it's nice.
Thanks again to John and News Talk for making this happen and letting us in here to use the new toys. So we appreciate that very much. So we've got, first, we always like to start with our crazy national celebrity real estate news story, and it looks like Val Kilmer has finally completed a difficult sale of a ranch he has in New Mexico. Now, I tell you what, there's not many of these properties, McKay, that we look at and I say, you know, I really wish I would have had that, or, I mean, they're nice, but none of them have really gotten me going. Well, this one's a little bit different. 5,320-acre ranch. It's got water frontage, a 7-mile stretch along the Pecos River, located 22 miles outside of San Cedro. And the property has 50 miles of hiking trails, 10 natural springs, and an 11,000-square-foot home.
So wow.
I tell you what, the pictures of the property and the river and the hiking, and it's complete with herds of buffalo, mind you. Fabulous, beautiful, beautiful property. Looks like he got it sold for around $18 million. Now, mind you, the asking price started at 33.
So he lost a little bit on his
investment. So there was a little bit of some price drops there.
Just a little bit.
Local real estate news, I'm sure everybody saw the last week was, you know, the Herald ran numerous stories about the layoffs at Hanford, front page, you know, all week. A lot of talk about that, specifically the real estate side. I believe it was second or third article talked a little bit about the real estate market, and really pretty accurate reporting there as far as the market still being pretty healthy. Building permits in Pasco were notated throughout the article in the Tri-City Herald as continuing to be pretty healthy. So luckily, with what we've seen in there, with our inventory, what we've been reporting on the show, slight slowdown in numbers from last year, but overall our prices maintaining fairly stable, and we're still really, really busy. So that kind of brings me to the topic as we go into the next couple months, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's not too much longer. We only have one more show left in October.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, McKay, do you realize it's going to be November?
Yep.
Yeah. So right around
holidays.
Right around the corner, the holidays, and the question that I really start getting a lot this time of year is, do we list during the holidays? Do we list over the next couple months if we have to? And what kind of happens throughout that time frame? So one of the things that, you know, that I like to say and that I always say is the weather might be a little bit colder outside, but the real estate market is still plenty warm. So there's a lot going on still. And there's a lot of buyers every month for different reasons. Different people are moving at different times of the year. And November and December are really no exception to that. In fact, December usually ends up being one of our busiest months. And so there are some factors to consider and some things we really start to look at. In fact, the last couple purchase and sale agreements I looked at, and we wrote this week, we were had to really be kind of aware of that holiday week, our closing dates, whether they're before or after, and kind of taking that week in and out of there. So I wrote down 10 main reasons why now might be a great time to have your home on the market still. Mm-hmm. Number one reason is that November and December buyers are very serious.
Yeah.
If one of the things that we've got is it takes more effort to be out there looking right now. So one of the things that we find, I mean, who's kidding who? We've got the weather. I mean, pretty
dark.
Much standard practice for me right now is flashlight in the truck, because a lot of people getting off work at 4:30. Going out and looking at that house, pretty soon we're going to have daylight savings time into effect. And so when you do that, it's dark a lot of times when we get to these properties. So it is a lot harder. So if you're a homeowner, you need to know that showings right now in these months mean that the buyer is generally not a looky-loo and is usually very, very serious. So one thing we can do is really concentrate on making sure all of those buyers have all the information they need to make an accurate decision on your home right now.
And a lot of them want to get in before Christmas or New Year's.
That is a huge, huge point, and that's exactly right. A lot of them are planning to either start new jobs at the beginning of the year or use that holiday time as a transition to move from one city to another city. Mm-hmm. And in fact, McKay, you're so good at this intuitively, I think we'll find that's reason number six or seven, but we'll get to that for sure. Reason number two is that a lot of homes show better decorated for the holidays. People generally are more conscious about sprucing up the home, keeping it clean. They're going to have more company coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people have decorations out, candles, things that smell good in the house. It really makes a buyer feel at ease, like this is really a home that they could picture themselves in. So that makes a big difference. A lot of times people have cleaned up and have changed rooms around to make room for holiday parties. So they've naturally made the home feel more like a home for
the
buyers.
Cleaned the carpets, things like that, yeah.
That's it. That's exactly right. In fact, we were just talking to our carpet cleaner, and he always tells me that this coming up is one of his busiest times of year, cleaning for holiday parties and getting ready for that time. Plus,
exactly.
Especially from a carpet cleaner standpoint, there is going to be some more weather considerations and dirt tracking in and leaves and that type of stuff.
So, wet dogs.
But very, very busy. So we've got point number three, reason number three on our list here is that what happens is usually there's less competition. So the majority of folks think that, spring's the best time to list and there's more buyers out there looking. Well, that's true. However, this time of year, a great house that's been staged and cleaned and properly ready to show, a great house this time of year stands out way more than any other time of year, because there's less homes out there, there's less mm-hmm. inventory, and when you've done all that work it really makes that house pop and stand out, so that when a buyer sees it and they've seen less choices and less inventory and some other so-so stuff, when they see that home, it makes it really easy for them to know that's the home for them. So instead of looking at maybe 10 choices, they might only have 5 to look at, and that just makes your house stand out more often.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we have out there is that there's really more incentives that you can offer. This time of year, there's a lot of stuff you can offer. You can offer bonuses to close by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You can offer bonuses to close by a certain date. You can offer to help pay some moving expenses. There's a lot of things this time of year and incentives that we can throw in that we really don't see the rest of the year. So that makes a really active market. And then the big part is the money, lining up the money.
Yeah.
Generally, we see that there is a lot more certainty about what programs are out there and what programs have money this time of year. So a lot of programs have already started to fund for next year. They've started to look at those budgets. There's programs that are finishing up. And when they're doing that, the bankers, the mortgage brokers out there, they have a way better sense of what exactly can happen this time of year finishing up.
Well, it says here, too, use it or lose it. A lot of them, when they're allocated money, they're supposed to use it. They're they're not supposed to have anything left over at the end of the year.
That's exactly right. So some of those grant programs, some of those down payment assistance programs, some of those use it or lose it type of programs, they are really looking for people to put into those programs, because if they don't, they might not get the funding next year again, and they might not be eligible to use the money. So there's a big push to know exactly what's out there and help people get in there. Reason number five is we just find that because of the sheer amount of volume that the lenders are generally, now there has been some refinance boom going on and stuff, but the lenders are generally not quite as busy this time of year as they are other times of year. So that means it's a lot easier for them to get the files through. They'll get to underwriting faster and get returned faster. The only thing you have to watch out for is you have to be aware of those business weeks, of the business days during those holiday weeks.
What days they're off.
And really plan extra for that. Yeah, what days are they off?
Christmas, New Year's.
What days can we fund the loan? When's it going to be possible to get that done? So we've already laid out our schedule through January. Mm-hmm. We know what those days are. We know what days we can have closings on, and we're here to help the buyers and sellers get through those transactions in a crazy time of year, because there's more things to think about. Utilities become more important with the weather and the colder weather, making sure those utilities stay on, making sure things have been winterized. So our checklist gets a little bigger this time of year, but there is a lot of business still going on. And we're going to talk about the next five reasons that we have that type of business going on over the next 2 months when we come back from this break.
Right here on News Talk 870, so stay with us.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about one of the biggest questions I start to get this time of year, and that's, should we list our house through the next couple months through the holidays? So we've gone over the first five of those reasons. We put together a list of 10. But like always, McKay, I really liked how it worked last week, because we always would run out of time before we got to one of my favorite parts.
The pick three.
And that was the pick three. So we've got a pick three. We've actually had, we have a return guest to the pick three. And that's the property I've talked about over on Dennis Street. We're really trying to move that property. It didn't move last week, which is odd for our pick three. So it's right back this week, but it's right back with something very important, and that's a new price. And so listen up here for what that price is. It's a two-story home, 2128 square feet, four bedroom, 2.5 bath, large open kitchen, family room, updated flooring, fresh paint, exterior and interior. This is over in a fabulous neighborhood, Shadow Run, next to Canyon Lakes. Originally, that home started out priced at $199,000, and now we've reduced that price to $184,900. So that house is ready to move at that price. We're expecting quite a few showings this weekend.
Absolutely.
And a contract on that. So if you want to be somebody that sees that house, you can always call my cell phone, 727-8977, so we can get you over there and take a look at it. Pick number two, 7911 Zayas Drive in Pasco. Mm-hmm. This is one of those three-bedroom, two-bath, 1382 square feet, right across from a park. Now, right now, John, you're saying to yourself, Lance, you did that house a week ago, but you know what, McKay, you'd be wrong, because you're right. We had a house with this exact same description, same floor plan, but it was on the other side of the park on Dundas, and McKay, it sold. Okay, so that one's gone. Missed opportunity on that one, but we're right back with the same floor plan on the other side of the park, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1382 square feet. Awesome floor plan. They've gone through. They've updated the doors. They've updated the trim.
Wow.
They've updated the cabinets in the kitchen. Just a fabulous, fabulous plan. They're very popular, we know, because the other one is already sold.
Yep.
And it was priced just like the last one that sold, $149,900. And with the updates to the doors and the trim and what they've done in the kitchen and the yard, this is just a fabulous, great little starter home.
You won't have to do.
In West Pasco. And you won't have to do it. You can move right into this place. Pick number three, 5907 West 12th Avenue over in Kennewick. This is a two-story, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, and it's got a huge corner lot, very close, almost right next to Desert Hills School. Over 2,000 square feet, large living room, soaring ceilings, bright family room, masonry fireplace, built-in wet bar, awesome, entertaining home. So we've got lots of new carpets. It's got some updated flooring. We've got oversized bedrooms upstairs. It's got an enormous, a huge backyard, fully fenced, mature trees, and this place is priced to sell. That's a fabulous neighborhood there right off of Kellogg at $175,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's really, it's an amazing, amazing property, and the lot size is what's just striking when you walk out the backyard. Mm-hmm. Just has a beautiful, huge backyard. So that's the pick three, McKay. Like I told you before, the real estate market is still pretty hot out there, and so there's a lot of activity. There's some great properties that we can get buyers through, and there is a lot still going on. We're going to go over some of those reasons. I think we're on reason number six now.
Yes.
I've got down here another reason that homes still sell during the next couple months is that a lot of job transferees will take the holiday vacation days to house hunt. So it's a time where a lot of people have extra time off work. They have some extra couple days. Mm-hmm. And every year it seems like we sell a large number of homes while families take the opportunity to get to know the community, travel during the holidays, visit relatives, visit friends. They usually have people in this area, in these neighborhoods, that they are coming to visit during the holidays. They go ahead and do that, and they a lot of times will make a buying decision on that trip. Also, a lot of recruiters are trying to get employees settled by January so that they can start the new year running. So we have a lot of people looking the next couple of months so they can start their employment in January and start the new year with their new companies. So another reason why we see a lot of home sales the next couple months. Reason number seven, another reason, is that we always make a big push at the end of the year to finish strong. The market here is better than in most areas. We've seen that in the local news. We've talked about that before. And so we have a lot of interest in this area. Since we've done well statistically, we've maintained those property values. We're getting a lot of interest from people that decide to make a change. A lot of people want to start a new year off fresh. And so we see a lot of people looking at our area, coming into this area and looking to make that change the last couple months of this year, coupled with what we have going on right now, and that's still almost all lenders that I see out there, the majority of those lenders, we're still seeing 30-year interest rates, McKay, below below four. Like we are quote, they've been quoting in the threes all week. I've seen a lot of 3.875s.
Wow.
You know, I've seen the 30, I've seen the 15 years down in the low threes. So those rates, coupled with what people are doing right now, is just phenomenal. Reason number eight. I always plan a lot of special marketing throughout November and December to keep our listings fresh, get in front of more people. We do special radio promotions this time of year. We do client appreciation parties where we're seeing a lot of people. We do client gifts this time of year. So what we're doing is we're getting out there. We have way more reasons to talk to a lot more people this time of year than we do any other time of year. So we take advantage of those opportunities. We have a big push to get that stuff out there and really make a huge, huge push so that November and December are just an awesome time to talk to a lot of people, check in with folks, and then see how we can help meet their needs. And reason number nine we've got here, McKay, and one of the biggest reasons of all that I always go over is that, you know, is that I want your business and I'll guarantee my services in writing. And that really is a reason for me. We remain aggressive all year. We don't really just disappear for 2 months out of the year. Our business plan and our business goal is really defined on, and it covers the span of the whole 12 months.
Well, and sometimes people do take a lot of time off, and when you need a real estate agent this time of year, it is generally sometimes harder to find one.
Well, that's exactly right. One of the bonuses of our team that we have is that we have the ability, we have four licensed agents that at any time, what we do is we really rotate throughout those holidays so that somebody is here to serve you. So I will stay in town for the Thanksgiving break while somebody else goes out of town for the Thanksgiving break. And then vice versa, we'll swap Christmas. So someone's here over the Christmas break while I'm gone over the Christmas break. So having that flexibility on our team to have somebody, a licensed agent that's in our office, knows your file, and can help you get the information you need makes a huge, huge difference this time of year. And it really makes it seamless so that we can enjoy the holidays but not mm-hmm. shut down over the holidays.
Yes.
And so that is a big, big reason. One of the things that we can do is give us a call today. Once again, I'm at 727-8977. We've got all of these reasons, these nine reasons, and then combined with reason number 10, which I call our hassle-free listing program. I've talked to a lot of folks about that the last mm-hmm. couple of weeks. There's a lot of interest in that as people are trying to decide to finish off the year, and you can still sell your home by the end of the year.
Exactly.
So regardless of what you might be hearing or news stories you might have seen, highly likely there's still lots of time for a successful sale of your home this year.
Well, it's like if you're going to go buy a car, do you believe the review that you read online, or are you going to go test drive the car, sit in it, and see for yourself?
That's exactly right. And so for those folks that are thinking about making a change, we're here to serve you guys and help you make those decisions. I definitely want to thank all of the listeners for the phenomenal year we've had so far. And I just know that over the next 2 months, and shoot, that's about it. I was going to say two and a half, but I think we're beyond that. So mm-hmm. for the next 2 months, we'll be here to help you finish serving your real estate needs over these holiday seasons and help you get prepared to make those better decisions. So we'll be back right here next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update talking about local real estate issues again.
Ones that affect you, and we'll be back next Saturday morning on News Talk 870.